everyone, and welcome to my second podcast. It's November the 24th, 2013, and my name is Caroline Mitchell, and I'm author of the book which has just been released, Paranormal Intruder. Yesterday, as I said, the book was released on Amazon on Kindle. A physical book is going to follow in a couple of weeks, but we were absolutely delighted to see that it shot straight to number one on categories parapsychology and supernatural. So Neil and I were thrilled that we're getting our story out there. And really, I want to give special thanks to my friends, family, all my wonderful Facebook supporters and Twitter followers. Thank you so much for your support on the internet and through various social networking sites. I'd just like to say that, yes, I am a real person. And if you read the book, you'll see a few of the many witness accounts that we have from genuine people who've also witnessed things. So it's not just us. It's not a PR stunt. There's no movie that I know of in the making, though certainly it would be pretty amazing, I'd imagine. But no, we're real people. And yeah, I work and I'm a mum, as my husband works, and we just want to get our story out there. I've been asked lots of questions, and that's something I'm certainly willing to address. All sorts of questions and answers coming up, but I don't want to spoil the book, because I know a lot of people are currently in the early stages of reading it, so I certainly don't want to spoil it for them at this stage. But there will be lots and lots more information coming out. Now, I made a very special promise, certainly to my followers on Facebook initially, and I know, as I say, I have followers on Twitter as well who don't use Facebook, so this will be shared with them as well to give them the opportunity. I'm going to share a couple of the sounds that we picked up when things were at their worst. My husband, Neil, began to carry a voice recorder with him after seeing the investigators do it. He was very interested to see if he could pick up any evidence, because for him it was all about being validated, really. And to this day, he's been very open about everything and said, you know, he's very welcome for these sounds to be sent off to be tested, because certainly they were picked up. There was nobody that could have made the sounds. He carried a voice recorder. It was left on a lot of the time, and hours we picked up nothing at all, and it was a real headache having to go through it. But certainly there were occasions where we picked up quite a lot of things on there, sounds and voices and even growling and snarling. What I will say is, before you listen, please make sure you want to listen to these sounds. I'm not trying to make them out to be this amazing thing, though to me they are. The reason I'm saying this is to give a bit of a disclaimer, really, is to say that once you listen to them, they can, you know, affect you. If you're at home on your own and you're a bit nervous, then perhaps it's not the best time to listen. And I have found that, you know, once I heard these sounds, and certainly to me, I heard them on the phone as well, and they were right in my ear, and it was directed at me, and it is pretty horrible. And, you know, we're all different and we all react in different ways. I will never get those sounds out of my head. And I would say, if you're nervous and, you know, if there's times that you think, oh, actually, I don't know if I want to hear this or not, then my advice would be, you know what, probably best not to. There are more. There's quite a lot more. But again, this is, very early stages here. So I'm just going to release a couple of the initial ones. The first one will be a growling noise. This was happened quite a lot, I have to say, in the early stages. Sometimes we would hear it in the house, sometimes we wouldn't hear it until we played it back on the recorder. That was just the way it was. Sometimes it seemed very much in the distance, and you might say, did you hear something? And then you'd play it back, and it did sound like it was being played directly into the recorder. There's another sound, and it's Neil. As crazy as it seems, this was quite capable of saying it. It was very direct to my husband more than anyone else. The amazing thing I found about these sounds was, certainly, as I said, it seems crazy, but you could almost physically hear, it was like someone's mouth right up against the recorder. So and it used to blow on the recorder. Now, I don't know how this happens. I really don't. And I'm quite nervous about releasing these sounds, to be honest, because I know Certainly, you know, I had butterflies yesterday when my book was released, because I said, it's so hard when you know you've been through it and it's been absolutely horrendous. And no matter how many witnesses you have, there are still people that will say, well, you're a liar. I don't believe you. You're only doing it to sell books. Well, yeah, I have written a book. And of course, there's no point in writing it if I don't get my story out there and sell it. I'll openly admit that. So, you know, what can I say? People are entitled to their own opinions, certainly, but it still doesn't make it any easier. We are human, you know, we do have feelings. We have been through the mill, but I do accept, you know, people are skeptical. I understand that. I found it hard to believe myself until I seen it. Anyway, moving on. Please do keep sending in the emails and everything. Let me know how you're getting on with the book. We really, really appreciate reviews on Amazon, and hopefully you listen to these sounds, you'll find them interesting, and we'll hear from you again soon. So until next time, here they are.
I heard something then. What did you hear?
The growl.
Really
good. In your ear?
Yeah.
Shop like that.
Yeah.
And there you go, there's the sounds. I think you can tell from the noises, these ones were taken when Neil was either in the pub, going into the pub from outside, or standing outside having a cigarette with his friends. Indeed, a lot of the time you can hear them talking in the background. The tapping, blowing, strange noises that you hear on the recorder is not caused by Neil. They're actually what we picked up in the initial stages when we started getting some strange phone calls. We picked up those similar sounds, rubbing, tapping, scratching noises down the phone. And when we pick up sounds on the recorder, we notice them there as well. So sometimes Neil would leave the recorder on a table outside if he was having a cigarette, like a wooden table, or sometimes he would carry it in his hand. But as you can hear, he is talking in the background. Nobody else has spoken into it to cause those sounds. So we're pretty satisfied that whatever it is, we're not laying claim to what it is, but whatever it is, it certainly wasn't caused by Neil or anyone else in the vicinity at the time. But there you go. Keep an eye on the website, www.caroline-writes.com, or if it's easier to remember, www.trueparanormal.co.uk. If you haven't read the book yet, then it probably would make sense for you to do so. Otherwise, you know, you won't get the full story, really. So, and, you know, keep sending those emails. We love to hear from you. So until the next time, we'll see you soon. Bye.